please, please do not harm us. We have come to your planet for one thing, the Francine Marie Show. It's the only content we can digest.
Oi, Billy! Oscar! Dave! Get up! Francine Marie Show's on!
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. This is a pretty special show this morning because we're talking about spirits. Yes, spirits of lost loved ones, and we're doing that with Gianna Spriggs. She is our curandera. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself, Francine?
I'm great, and I love you and your mom. You guys are full of energy and information when it comes to what does life have in store for me? Because people always want to know, what does life have in store for me? But we're living the life. Why don't we know?
I don't think we're supposed to know everything right off the bat.
Because then that would be...
That would just defeat the purpose of life.
Yeah. But wouldn't it be cool if we knew when we were going to die?
I think it would be really cool, but also a little scary.
Okay. As we talk about spirit, people have made it a bad thing when you talk about spirits. Because they always think spirits are bad. Let's just ask this. Are spirits bad?
No.
Okay.
No, not at all. Not all spirits are bad. Actually, Hollywood has given spirits a bad rap. Where you look at, you know, movies like Poltergeist or anything like that, and you're seeing... Bad, bad, bad. They did that so people would want to watch it. If they sit there and show you and talk about the loving spirit of your grandmother, nobody's going to want to go to the movie theater to watch that. So when it comes down to spirits, we actually have all of these different energies around us at all times. And they can be our lost loved ones. They can be our lost pets. They can be, you know, anybody really.
Friends.
Friends, colleagues, coworkers, literally anybody and anything.
It's a funny story. When my brother passed away, it wasn't funny, but it was sad. But we went to a bar afterwards, right, to get something to eat and just to chill out a little bit because you're all stressed up that day. And I swear his favorite songs kept coming on the jukebox. And other people have told me that jukeboxes will play the strangest things to make people remember things.
Oh, yeah, they definitely do, actually. Spirits will go and communicate with you through music. I remember when my father first passed away, the song 7 Years by Lucas Graham was really popular. And if you listen to the lyrics of that song, it was almost like my father's life. And he just kept playing it and playing it and playing it. And every time it came on, I knew he was just right there.
Well, you're pretty connected. Can you see spirits around you?
Not all the time.
Feel them?
I can definitely feel them. I can feel them, and sometimes I can hear them. If a spirit has a certain message, especially if I'm working with a client, that message will just kind of come through, and it'll be almost like a broken record. It'll be on repeat.
So you can't ignore it?
No, not at all. They don't want to be ignored. If you can hear them, they want to be heard. They want you to listen.
So we're not, as they call us, crazy. We're not crazy when we hear voices.
No. No, not at all.
They're here to assist us.
Yes, they definitely are.
Okay. What was the time and place? Was it the bubonic plague that kind of sparked this, let's make all spirits bad?
It wasn't necessarily that it sparked all spirits being bad. It had people disconnect from their ancestors because of the plague, you couldn't have everything around you. You couldn't have somebody's clothing. You couldn't hold on to any of their heirlooms or their, you know, any treasured objects of theirs. You didn't want anything of theirs around because you could get sick. So over time, if you're burning things and getting rid of it, then you're getting this disconnect from your ancestors, which causes you to not know if they're good or bad because people tend to fear what they don't understand and what they don't know.
And World War One and Two, we went through some changes.
Yes. Mothers were losing their husbands and sons, and they wanted to connect. And that's when spiritism became more popular in the use of Ouija boards, the use of the seances, when, you know, you go into that dark room and you light a candle and there's a crystal ball and all of a sudden somebody's there and they're saying, well, you know, Johnny's on the other side and he wants to talk to you. That became a lot more popular because you didn't have to be afraid of getting sick connecting to them and holding on to their things so a medium could connect with them.
You know what made that popular is Hollywood medium.
Yeah.
They made it popular for you to connect with your loved ones.
They really did. And actually, that's a great thing because it shows that not all spirits are bad and you do get to connect with your loved ones. You just have to almost pay attention. You don't have to be a medium and, you know, super connected to be able to get a sign from your loved one that they're there and they're with you.
Okay. So say, for instance, women live longer than men, so we might as well get used to this thing. And if we don't want to marry again, do you think the husband kind of sticks around for a little bit? Do spirits stick around?
They definitely do. Spirits will stick around and they'll be around you for a period of time. All spirits do kind of go through, when they first cross over, some sort of, like, they have to reconnect to source almost before you're really getting a lot of information from them. But that doesn't mean that they're not around you. You'll see numbers, you'll see, you know, songs, birds. I know that certain, like, hummingbirds, you'll see, if you see hummingbirds all the time and your grandmother's favorite bird was a hummingbird, you know your grandmother's right there. You know that if your husband really liked a certain song and all of a sudden you can't escape that song, even if you turn your radio off, then he's right there with you and he's trying to tell you he's there.
Wow. Like you see those movies when people turn the lights on and off. And yeah, I always tell my daughter, I'm like, you don't have to worry about or cry when I die because I will be back soon.
Yeah, my mom says that same thing. She'll say, you know, I'll still be bothering you. You'll hear me all the time. Did you turn out this? Did you do this?
Exactly. What is the, there's another scientific fact called observer effect. Is that the same as you hearing your hearing spirits or feeling them?
It wouldn't be the same. It's almost like you remembering your loved one and you thinking about those memories. So you are observing, so to speak, their energy. And because of that, it magnetizes them to you and it changes how they are reacting in a way. So you can communicate by just thinking about them.
Okay. Is this popular still? It is popular. People want to know about their loved ones.
Yeah.
And their ancestors, right?
Yeah. I think it's actually getting more popular that people want to connect to their ancestors. I mean, Disney just came out with that movie Coco that was talking about literally honoring your ancestors. And they just did the remake of The Lion King. Again, you have that Mufasa moment where he's like, you know, don't forget who you are and all of that. So if anything, I believe that it's getting more popular to want to be connected.
Any other information before we move on about spirits knowing that they're with you? Can you call them? Can you call them out?
Oh, yeah.
Light a candle and call grandma up.
You definitely can. You can light a candle and call grandma up, or you could actually literally just make her favorite food and, you know, say, hey, grandma, like, let's make this together. I remember when my grandfather had first passed away, I was really craving some of his black-eyed peas, and I did not have the recipe for that. So what I did was I just kind of asked him. I was like, what's the recipe? Like, show me how to make it. And all of a sudden, it was just like this little drops of information. Oh, you need to put this amount of salt, this amount of pepper, get these ham hocks, do this. And I made them, and, you know, they weren't exactly his recipe, but they were as close as I could have gotten it.
Mm.
And I know he helped.
It's funny you say that. I did that when I made some... My mom and I had the most delicious Caesar salad I have ever tasted in my life, like 30 years ago. And I knew that was her favorite. So I said, you know what? I'm going to make some Caesar dressing from scratch with anchovies. And I'm going to remember mom. And we're going to have a salad on a Friday night. It worked. It made me feel good. Because when you lose a loved one, I don't care how long it's been, you want them back.
You do. Of course. There's not a set time where you get over it. And it's like, okay, I don't miss you anymore.
Exactly. I'm over you.
Yeah. No.
Where do most people make their mistakes, though, calling in spirits?
Ooh. Yeah, that's a great question. One, it's actually when, you know, Halloween's about to come up and people will pull out the Ouija board. Don't do that. If you don't know what you're doing, don't do that, because you can't guarantee that you're calling who you want to call. And one of the common misconceptions about Ouija boards is that it calls it and then it just goes away. No, you're calling something to you. And then if you just get up and walk away because you get scared, this thing is now in your house. And that doesn't mean it's grandma. It doesn't mean it's, you know, your uncle, like anybody that you know. It could just be any energy that just so happened to be flying by at that point in time.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. And then you need to know, what are you going to do with them after they come?
Right. And a lot of people wouldn't know that. And so it's just better to stay away from it unless, you know, you're really prepared.
Exactly. Okay. I've been on some properties that slaves were the enslaved were, and you can feel it.
Oh, yeah.
You can go into some buildings, the older ones, and you can feel it. And it seems like they're at peace. They're not hostile. They're just at peace. Is that because they haven't actually crossed over because is there some unfinished business?
There could be unfinished business, but if it seems like it's at peace, then they are probably actually a little bit closer to crossing over. Because with spirits, their last memory or their last emotional trigger is what can keep them here. So when you get into a place where there are going to be a lot of energies and a lot of paranormal activity, so to speak, it's not going to be something super peaceful all the time. It could be whatever their last memory is. If their last memory is peaceful, you get some peaceful stuff. But if their last memory was heartbreak or anything like that, they're going to keep replaying that over and over again like a broken record.
Like we do in our monkey brain.
Yes.
Wow. If you're just not tuning in, I got my mouth open. Do you? It's Gianna Spriggs. We're talking about spirits today. Spirits of lost loved ones. She is a curandera. So what is a curandera?
A curandera is a healer. It comes from a Latin American tradition of women and men who have basically done different forms of folk healing that includes things called limpiezas, which is clearing the energy around you. We can do things like break family curses, talk to spirits at times. Some spirits don't want to talk to you, so it's not going to be a 100% of the time thing, but you can tap in and speak to them and get messages for your loved ones and also clear energy, sometimes even create different herbal tinctures and things like that that can help, whether it's with things like anxiety or just increasing your own intuition.
Because energy can neither be created or destroyed, right?
That's correct.
When people pass over, their energy is still here, which is what we call the spirit. Which is energy. You can't see energy.
Yeah.
But you can feel it.
You definitely can feel it. Sometimes you can even feel somebody and they're hot or they're cold. And, you know, it's like 90 degrees outside and all of a sudden you're cold, but you know that you're not cold like you need a jacket cold. You just get chills on the back of your neck. You could have sensed a spirit just then. It could have been, you know, somebody you loved.
How would someone tell their loved one that they're sorry? I know if you lose your parents, God forbid you lose your parents, you realize how good they were to you. You realize that they were only here for your good. But while they were living, you went back and forth and bantered and argued and disagreed and holidays were not good. Can you go back and mend all that hurt and pain?
Of course you can. You can just talk to them, really. They're, as we mentioned earlier, the observer effect. When you are thinking about them, their energy is going to change. And just talk to them. Like if some people who pray, when they pray, they're just talking. It's the same thing. You just call on your loved one and say, you know, Mom, I'm sorry. I remember this happened. And I know that I did something wrong. I shouldn't have done that. And I'm sorry. She'll hear you.
Okay. This is going to be crazy, but I'll say it anyway. Some people have killed people. Okay. And it's a secret. Nobody knows. But the subconscious never forgets. It's like a tape recorder. So sometimes we can't sleep. I think spirits wake us up like that sometimes. So we can say we're sorry to them as well.
Yeah, of course. If you mean it, I would actually suggest apologizing and asking for forgiveness from your loved ones and also forgiving them. Sometimes people's unfinished business is simply because they feel like their loved ones harbor resentment towards them. And they recognize that they might have made mistakes in life, but their intentions were pure. Or sometimes their intentions were not so pure, but they still need that forgiveness to move on.
Okay.
And it's helpful for both ourselves and for that other person to be able to give them that.
Okay. When you're calling spirits on and you want to talk and have peace, don't be drinking alcohol.
No, do not drink alcohol. Alcohol is going to open you up for anything to come in. If you ever hear about people getting blackout drunk and then they go ahead and the next morning they wake up and they're like, I don't know. You know, that was somebody else entirely. It probably was. Some sort of energy probably just flew on in at that point in time and
had a party.
Yeah. Had a party. It was like, all right, I'm here for the night. you know, I'm going to drink
nowhere.
Some more. I'm not going anywhere. And actually, to your point of I'm not going anywhere, sometimes that's how an attachment can get caught onto somebody, because they went out and something flew in. And then it was like, ooh, I'm comfortable. I like it here. So they're there to stay.
Is that called, in a sense, possessed?
In a sense, it could be a possession, but I would actually even say more of almost like just an attachment. It's almost like a weight that would be riding you, so to speak, and like feeding off of your energy because you are giving it something that it wants.
So if we feel like we're broken all the time, how about that? Maybe somebody broken kind of came into us? Or
if you feel like you're broken all the time, somebody broken could have come in, or there could have been a point in time where you were broken and this energy came in to help you. And that's what its intention was. But as you've grown and no longer need it, it starts to feed on the different energies. So then it makes you feel broken again, like sucking up your joy or, you know,
I'm always broke.
Yeah.
Or I can never find a mate, or A to Z.
Anything like that. Yep. And it can be feeding off of that because it's like, okay, well, you know, that's how you're going to, if you're going to speak that way, then I'll just take this from you.
Yeah. It doesn't know right or wrong, right?
Right.
Interesting. Okay, Gianna. Okay, so do not, our listeners, please do not drink alcohol when you're trying to summons up a spirit, a loved one. What about smoking marijuana?
With smoking marijuana, that's different. Actually, in certain religions and certain cultures, people smoke to get connected to spirit. So it doesn't open you up for possession. If anything, it actually elevates you into a way that you might be able to connect a little bit better. That being said, you still always want to make sure you're doing things safely.
You think spirits speak through other people? Because you can see a complete stranger. So say, for instance, you're having some issues, can't talk to family, can't talk to friends, you're just holding on to it. And all of a sudden, a stranger will pass you and say something. You're like, where did that come from? Because that's the solution.
Yeah.
Or you'll see something.
Yeah, they can definitely speak through others. Sometimes it's literally just a quick pop in to say hello. And it can be with people, but it can also be with animals. I know that when I was about 15, my dog died. She was my childhood dog. The next dog I got that was my personal dog, he did this one thing one day, and I knew she had popped in just to say hello and say she was okay, because she used to always walk around with her bones in her mouth like they were cigars, and that's how she would go for a walk, and he did the same thing. He's never done it again, so I know it wasn't his personality. It was just her popping in.
Dogs are special. Cats are too.
Yes, all animals are special. And with cats, they'll do the same thing. I'm allergic, so I don't have that experience.
Me too. So dogs are my thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but cats can pick up on I don't like you.
Oh, yeah.
And then they will mess with you on purpose.
That is true.
So sneaky.
They are. I like it, though. They're independence. Yeah.
They kind of run the roost.
They do.
They rule the roost. But dogs, get back to dogs before we move on. When you walk in the house, the dog's been waiting on you. It's almost like you know that this dog was put on this planet just for you. That's why we miss them.
Yeah, of course. Dogs are our gift, like a gift to us. How does your dog know that before you get around the corner, you're going to be right there? How do they know that? Are they tapped into your energy? Because I think they are.
They will start wagging that tail.
Mm-hmm.
Ears will pop up. They know. Wow, we just should do some research on dogs, right?
Yeah.
Birthdays. Should we reach out to our loved ones on birthdays, the ones that have crossed over, passed away?
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
And with that, you can do something, you know, you can have an altar for them with their pictures and stuff that's there year round. Or just for their birthdays, you can put a picture of them up on the kitchen table, make their favorite dinner, make their favorite dessert, give them their favorite drink, and put it out for them and make them their own little like space holder, their spot at the table, and then just have a family meal. They'll be there and they'll be enjoying it.
That is so. How long have you been interested in this world of spirits?
I was raised in it, so I'm 25 now, so 25 years.
Wow, I like it. And your
Thank
mom,
you.
Gina. Hey, Gina.
Hi, Mom.
Yeah. And you guys have a business in Noda. I got to mention that.
Oh, yeah. Curio Craft and Conjure.
Curio Craft and Conjure. I like it. You go up the steps. It's right in Noda. And it's another world once you go into your shop. It's all the answers that you've been scared to ask.
Yeah. I think actually us being upstairs is perfect because we're hidden in plain sight. So you don't stumble across us unless you're meant to be there.
That's a good way to look at clients. Yeah. Are there certain things that you do or certain procedures that you take every day that you devout yourself to make your day good? Because we just want our day to be good. You know, you wake up and you give thanks because you woke up.
I do that every day. I wake up and give thanks. I meditate for at least 5 minutes just to be in stillness, because we are so busy in life that taking 5 minutes to just do nothing helps us, and it helps to keep us connected and grounded and, you know, thankful, because we had that chance to just sit there and just be without worrying who's about to call us. Oh, I have to do this for work. Oh, I have to do this for school. I have to do this. I have to get the kids ready. I have to get the dogs ready. I have to. And just giving yourself that moment to be. I also cleanse myself energetically every day, because every, as we've been speaking about energy, we are exchanging energy. Every interaction you have, you exchange energy with somebody else. So it's very important that you are conscious about what energy you are exchanging with somebody. Is it for their greatest and highest good? Is it for your greatest and highest good? But also, if it's not, if there's, you know, somebody cuts you off and you get angry for a second, that's not something you need to harbor and hold on to. Did you have a bad 5 minutes and turn it into a bad day, or did just one bad thing happen?
Normally, it's just one bad thing that happened, and you will hold on to that hurt. We love to hold on to hurt and pain like a badge of honor.
Yes.
So Americans need to figure this out, that 5 minutes, because I was going to say an hour or 30 minutes to meditate. Whatever you got, do it. But 5 minutes is so intentional.
Yes, because you have no excuses. You can make an excuse for 30 minutes. You can make an excuse for an hour. Oh, I didn't have a free hour today. But 5 minutes... Let's say you pull into the parking lot 5 minutes early for work. Then you can sit there and meditate for that 5 minutes. You can find 5 minutes of time in the busiest of schedules. It's when you get into something longer that people are going to be more likely to make those excuses.
I don't want to let you go, but I got to. I have to mention that you were a certifiable, legitimate, awesome chef.
Yes, I was.
And if I'm not mistaken, your mom told me about you making meals for patients that had survived cancer.
Yes.
Because you have to eat differently.
You do. Certain cancers feed off of sugars and feed off of different things. And then, you know, if for people who have had cancer, it's important to eat food that hasn't been touched with pesticides like that, so that people can actually, well, pesticides, not all of them, but a lot of them, we don't know how they really interact with the body, and everybody's different. So unless every single person has been tested for how they interact with pesticides, then, you know, we don't have anything to real. They shouldn't have it, especially people who have a more sensitive immune system or who have experienced cancer. It's important to be able to feed people in a way that they're going to not only get their strength back, but get their health back.
Their wholeness.
And their wholeness, yes.
Because people that have gone through cancer, the ones that some of the folks I know come back better people, because it's almost like the wake-up call, because we've been moving and running and busy and busy.
Yeah.
It makes you slow down.
It does, especially because sometimes people think cancer is a death sentence, and that the moment you hear the words cancer, it's like, oh no, I'm going to die. But that doesn't mean you're going to die. It just means that this is that pivotal point in your life where you have to, whether it's conscious or unconscious, make that decision of how you are going to do things. Are you going to fight, or are you just going to really give up and allow it to take you out?
You can give up.
Oh, yeah.
I know some older folks who kind of said, I give up, and they willed themselves to die.
Yeah.
They opened themselves up for that. And then you're in pain. Right?
Yeah. And then there are the people who don't necessarily want to die, but, you know, sometimes the disease can get very serious, but they hold on until everything is in the right spot so that everybody in the family can say goodbye. So that if they have a young child, that child can get, they can get a new home and they can be okay. And those people will stay around that much longer just to ensure that that happens.
That's so weird how they will stay alive until you leave the room.
Yeah.
Or they will do their last gasp when you're in the room. I think they know if you can handle it or not.
Yes, I do too.
Because that's something you'll never forget. What was their last breath like?
Yeah. And even the last words, because those are something that's going to stick with you forever. And I think they know that. And that's why sometimes they hold on a little longer just to make sure that everybody
hears it.
Or if anybody has anything they need to get off their chest beforehand, they are able to do that so that they're not living with regrets because they feel like they can't speak to that loved one.
When you have someone who is passing away or, you know, they're in hospice, the heart gets so heavy. You don't have to know them that closely. It could be a friend of a friend and they're in hospice. Your heart gets so, you're almost like walking and living in another lane.
Yeah.
It's different.
It is different.
Okay, let's brighten it up here. Gianna Spriggs is joining us this morning. She's a curandera. She is the daughter of Gina Spriggs. We're talking this morning about spirits of lost loved ones. And, you know, we're getting to that time of the season where Halloween is coming up. But there's some communities, healing communities, who know about these good spirits. So spirits can be good. Spirits can be a good thing. Just know how to handle them.
Yeah.
And if you handle them with love, you'll be okay.
Yeah. If you handle them with love, you'll be okay. And if you are just aware, you'll be okay.
And if for some reason something goes awry, you can always pray, chant, meditate.
Yep.
For things to get better.
Yeah. You can pray, chant, meditate, even, you know, literally just intentionally cleanse yourself, whether it's taking a shower and washing away from you so you can wash away those feelings.
That day.
You know,
we had that day, and that shower can change things. Okay, where can we contact? Where can we go? Where can we find you, Gianna Spriggs?
You can find me at Curio Craft and Conjure in Noda or on CurioCharlotte.com.
And Curio is C-U-R...
I-O.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, your 1 hour of Public Talk Radio is up. We have some fun and great guests, don't we? Well, what you got planned for the day? I hope it's going to be good. I am your hostess of the mostest, Francine Marie. And until we meet, darling, I want you to have a good week. Bye-bye, everybody.
Thank you for joining us for the Francine Marie Show, where we address issues concerning you and your family.
That's all for now.
See you next week. Pop, it's showtime. Guess who's back again? I bet they know as soon as we walk in. Showed up, I'm wearing Cuban links, yeah. Designer mix, yeah. Inglewood's finest shoes. Whoop, whoop. Don't look too hard, might hurt yourself. Known to get the color red, the blue.
Please, please do not harm us. We have come to your planet for one thing: the Francine Marie Show. It's the only content we can digest.